Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of AI. Specifically, this bring-your-own-AI trend, BYOAI. It's got everyone talking.
BYOI? Sounds like BYOB, but for nerds. Seriously, though, is this really a thing?
Oh, it's a thing. This ZDNet article we're looking at paints a pretty vivid picture, especially with the example of the University of Bristol. Their CIO, Keith Woolley, is dealing with staff using AI tools without IT's knowledge, much like the Wild West of cloud services back in the day.
So it's chaos? Everyone's just downloading random AI apps and plugging in sensitive data?
Kind of. The article highlights the risks. Data loss, intellectual property leaks, security breaches, you name it. It's a big concern for organizations. Bristol's worried about data from their supposedly secure SaaS environments ending up in some public AI model. Yikes.
So what's the solution? Ban all AI? Seems a bit drastic, no?
That's what I thought. But interestingly, the article, backed by MIT research, suggests the opposite. They say embrace it, guide it, turn BYOAI into an innovation source. Woolley at Bristol agrees. They're focusing on tight control, setting boundaries, creating an approved set of tools, guardrails, as he calls them.
Guardrails, huh? Like a digital fence for your AI?
Precisely. It's fascinating how they're involving students in the conversation. They discovered students actually want to use AI, even seeing it as crucial for future competitiveness. It's like the calculator debate all over again.
That's a great analogy, from cheating tool to essential equipment. But how do you teach students to use AI responsibly? That's a whole other can of worms.
Absolutely. The article talks about the need to rethink curriculums, teaching students to discern AI-generated information. Critical thinking skills for the AI age.
So it's not just about the tech, but also the human element. Training, education, awareness. It's a complete shift.
Exactly. And the costs. Woolley compares them to a hockey stick. Invest too much, lose control, and boom, your budget's gone. They're focusing on controlled experimentation and clear policies, but it's a living document because the AI landscape changes so rapidly.
I can only imagine. So what's Bristol's long-term vision? Are they building their own AI empire?
They're considering three paths: integrating AI into the education system, feeding data into existing models, or the big one, developing their own language models for a competitive edge.
Wow, that's ambitious.
It is. This Roger Joyce, VP at GCI, echoes the importance of policy and process, suggesting curated lists of approved AI models for data scientists. It's all about finding the right balance between innovation and control.
Makes sense. It's like a recipe. You need the right ingredients, the right measurements, and the right technique. Otherwise, you end up with a burnt mess.
Perfect analogy. This whole BYOI trend is a culinary experiment in itself. We're all learning as we go, figuring out the best way to spice up our workflows with AI without blowing up the kitchen. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.